All right, we'll begin. So for everyone arriving, welcome. I'm Sean. This is Insight Meditation Satsang, and it's Tuesday, the 27th of February. We'll start, as we always do, with meditation for about 25 minutes. I'll give a bit of instruction, and then we'll sit in silence together. In the middle of our time together, we'll have some sharing. We'll have a talk and some discussion. Just landing together, welcome to folks as you're arriving, welcome to old folks and one or two newer folks. Coming into a comfortable seat for meditation. We'll begin tonight with the preliminary instructions sometimes given by beautiful teacher in the forest Sangha tradition named Ajahn Brahm. These are traditions, these are instructions that orient toward the stabilizing of the attention, the steadying of the energy, eventually toward immersion and samadhi. And the basic instruction is that before we take up an object, so before turning directly to the breath or an anchor, first, there's just the becoming present. What I like to call arriving in the here and now. Where the here is somatic, physical. What's here is the life of the body, the sounds around the body, the temperature, the energy that's here, the field of beings around us, human and non-human. What's here? You might begin the here by knowing where you are in or near a building, where you are on the earth, where you are in relation to the natural features of the earth around you, the mountains and valleys, rivers and streams, what slope of the hill you're on, where we are on the earthy world. And if it deepens our sense of place, knowing where we are in relation to the historical and cultural world, the peoples of the land that we're on now, the peoples that have been on this land in the past, how our own ancestral peoples moved across the face of the earth such that we are where we are right now. All of this can be part of here. And now, of course, is now. Recognizing that thoughts of the past are just thought, thoughts of the future are thought. And that the perception of being now really lives in the aliveness of the senses. In in sounds and smells and tastes and physical sensations and contacts, in the movement of energy and emotion, and in the presence of thought, but not in the content of thought, which is usually comparative, judgment, remembering, planning. So we arrive in the here and now, which really means we bring our conscious attention into the here and now. We're never anywhere else or any when else. But this is a training of the mind. Tuning our senses to what's here and what's now. We become present. This is the first preliminary. If the mind is thick with thought about what's not here or what's not now, you might make the here and now more interesting by breathing more deeply, inviting in more energy, feeling the senses brighter, and the sense of the body as a field of aliveness, brighter. And the second preliminary, and this is the one that might be more unusual depending on your meditation background. The second preliminary is to be silent in the mind as we become present. So this really means not just letting thought arise and bubble around and pass away in its own way. The habits of thinking are deep and ancient, obsessive, and they don't settle quickly when left to their own devices. The story actually is endless. It's possible to never really stop telling ourselves a story about how things are. And so the training in here is to rest from that tiring, endless storytelling. And to really feel and hear the space of the mind, silent of words, and if we can, empty of images. The standard instruction is to turn attention toward something in order to accomplish this, toward the breath or sensations. But it can be very helpful before we do that to listen for the silence itself, to stop the story and just feel the field of energy that's here or the open space that's here. Listen for the words not being here. Before we replace them with an object. Oh, make the here and now silent. Don't let the next thought fill the mind. Feel the energy of thought as it begins to arise. And then give it no energy at all, except the energy of stilling. When you get a little silence, allow the natural presence of the sensed world to be full here. There's sounds, there's sensations. You don't need to focus on them, but they are what appears and moves into the foreground when discursive thinking is set aside. And from those two preliminaries, coming into the here and now, and silencing thought, we have an embodied, vibrant field of presence. And then into that field of silence that already has some stability, then begin to know when the breath is coming in and know when the breath is going out. Connect with the breath however it's most easy, feeling it pour into the body or just fly past the nose tip, or fill and empty the belly or the chest. Mostly I'll suggest slowing and gently deepening the breath here. Without obsessing or contracting around the breath, and without letting story arise to explain the breath. So there's presence, silence, and the body breathing, and the knowing of that breathing. This is perhaps enough. But if you're really fighting back the waterfall of thoughts, you might add the mantra Buddho, as if you're singing the syllable Bud or Bu on the inhale, and Do on the exhale. Buddho, awake, the awakened one, the process of awakening. And from here, whatever steadiness or stillness you find, invite it to grow, to spread through the whole body, through the whole field of energy around the body. Fill the room with the bright steadiness of the body and mind immersed in presence, stillness, silence. Wakefulness. We'll sit in silence together like this. coming toward the end of our practice in stillness and silence. Slightly more extended chanting. You can just stay in the meditative space, or you can read and chant along. I'm going to chant the dedication of offerings, homage to the Buddha, the qualities of the Triple Gem. I'm just going to chant the Pali, not the English, so you can read it if you like, or you can let the ancient words roll through the field around the body. And if it's part of your practice to chant these invocations, then feel free to do so. Bringing the full steadiness of the mind to this practice, full breath, to the offering of sound, prayer, of invocation, of qualities, of respect and honoring. This is partly for the great holiday of Magha Puja that we just passed through this weekend on the full moon, the great gathering of the Sangha. So this is the beginning of the morning puja in the forest Sangha style. Yo so bhagavaraham samma sambuddho svakato yena bhagavata dhammo supatipanno yasa bhagavato savaka sangho tamahyam bhagavantam sadhammam sasangam ime hi sakare hi yatarahaṁ arūpite hi abhipujayāma sadhunno bandhe bhagavā suchira parinni bhutopi pachimma janatanu kampa manasa imme sakare dugata bhanna karabhute pati ganhatu amha kandhi gharatam hitaya sukhaya arahaṁ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṁ bhagavantaṁ abhivādemi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṁ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sanghaṁ namāmi. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Tam ko panna bhagavantam evam kalyano kiti sadho abhugato iti pi so bhagavaraham samma sambuddho Indra charana sampanno sugato lokavidu annutaro purisa dhammasarati sata devamanusanam buldo bhagavati suvakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehipasiko opanayiko pachatang vedita bovanyu iti supatipanno bhagavato savaka sango ujupatipanno bhagavato savaka sango nyayapatipanno bhagavato savaka sango sammichipatipanno bhagavato savaka sango yadidam cha thari purisa yungani yata purisa pugala esa bhagavato savaka sango ahunayo pahunayo dakhinayo anjali karaniyo annutaram punyaketam lokasati. I want to keep going tonight. We'll do, in English, the body of teachings known as the Salutation to the Triple Jewel. Now let us chant our Salutation of the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement. The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed that Buddha I revere. The teaching of the Lord like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed that Dhamma I revere. The Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed that Sangha I revere. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy. Through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way leading out of delusion, calming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is dukkha, aging is dukkha, and death is dukkha. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are dukkha. Association with the disliked is dukkha. Separation from the liked is dukkha. Not attaining one's wishes is dukkha. In brief, the five focuses of the grasping mind are dukkha. These are as follows: attachment to form, attachment to feeling, attachment to perception, attachment to karma formations, attachment to sense consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciples in just this way. In addition, he further instructed, form is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, karma formations are impermanent, sense consciousness is impermanent, form is not self, feeling is not self, perception is not self, karma formations are not self, sense consciousness is not self, all conditions are impermanent, there is no self in the created or the uncreated. All of us are bound by birth, aging, and death. by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair, bound by dukkha and obstructed by dukkha, let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering.